Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cavs up 1-0 in the series. Tough-ass basketball. Tough fight in Cleveland Cavalier basketball. It was good to see it.
What did you think of that toughness? Was that something that answered all of the questions immediately, or?
I want to ask the fans. 216-474-0092, were the Cavs tough? Because I thought, other than winning the game, which is the ultimate goal, I thought the toughness, that's what I was so happy about. Seeing Isaac Okoro not being afraid. I don't think that guy's afraid to mix it up anyway, but jumping right in there. Just seeing it, I'm like, yeah, this is good. I like this. Good.
Well,
let's get gritty.
Isaac
Okoro,
I think he has to understand there are going to be series where it's not going to be a series for him. Like Okoro, they don't need to play him in this series that much. So how can he make a difference? And this is what you learn when you get more playoff series. The problem is last year, you only got one playoff series, and that was it. And everything went haywire in that series. Yep. Basically, nobody played well, except for maybe Caris LeVert here and there. I remember Darius said that game too. And that was it. I mean, Chetty had some good stretches, and he's no longer on the Cavs. So you only get so much time, and Isaac Okoro, he knew what this series was going to be all about for him. So I think he met that qualification immediately.
216-474-0092. I love the toughness. I thought that they were tough. I thought that they were physical. I thought that they were willing to be. And again, I'm not talking about having to square up and have fights with guys. When we talk about toughness, like, and I go back to like Kendrick Perkins. I mentioned him in the last segment in the pregame, things like that. When Kendrick Perkins got signed by the Cavs, like everybody's like, here's our enforcer. He's going to go out there and he's going to swing on everybody. And rightfully so, with a lot of fans obviously felt that way. But it's not just about squaring up and having fights. It's about being able to box guys out, push guys out of the way. If you're going to commit a foul, commit a good foul, commit a hard foul, make them think twice before they come through your lane, things like that. And that's what kind of stuck out to me back on Saturday. I thought that they were willing to do that. They were willing to pay that physical price that they might not have known. I tell you what, depending on how this series goes, and it was one game, you know, that might be something that they actually had to learn to do. Like, I do think you can learn to be tough, as much as most people say, nah, you're either born with it or not. No, I think that you got to go through a place where you understand that these things don't hurt as much, that this is going to be the way it is, and you're going to have to be tough. I think that that comes over some period of time. I disagree with ones who say that it's just naturally put into people and they can either do it or they can't. And I think that the Cavaliers, and I'm so glad to hear it, I think that they did learn a lesson last year. I hope that they don't make me look like an idiot tonight, but I think that they learned a lesson last year. Like, hey, man, like we're really going to have to go in there and start to body around and start to get this thing going if we're going to get to where we want to go.
Well, so I'm already seeing the it's just the Magic. So we've already jumped to that phase of, hey, we weren't going to get excited about the playoffs because of what they did in Game 82. And we've hashed that out to death over the last week. But then they get to whooping on the Magic, and immediately it's, well, it's the Magic. And so I guess I don't understand. Did you only care if this team like went to the NBA Finals this year? Because that's probably not going to happen. So it's just a dark year for you. Like, I don't understand. The whole point is that here you go in the Eastern Conference pecking order. Now you have a team that's below you that finished with almost the exact same amount of wins you did for the season. You've been healthy. They've been healthy all year. You've been the team that's been injured.
Well, the whole conversation, I want to bring this up again later, but I'll tell you how I feel about that conversation now. I think that there are some people who quietly, and maybe even not so quietly, I think they wanted the Cavs to lose. And hand on a stack of Bibles a mile high, I wish a lot of things for the Cavs. Wishing they lose ain't one of them. Because you can make clear-headed decisions the more successful you become. They have to taste success, and that's what makes this series important. I do think there's some people who feel if they win this series, then there's going to be no change, that they're just going to run it back with what they have. Like, there are definitely people who are hell-bent on firing J.B. Bickerstaff. I don't think I believe that J.B. Bickerstaff is going to be here very long. I'm not going to call for firings because that's just something I ain't going to do. I don't think that he's going to be a guy who's probably going to start the year with the Cleveland Cavaliers next year. Unless they were to get to an Eastern Conference Finals and surprise Boston or Miami, but I'm going to say Boston, and surprise Boston, then maybe we could have ourselves a different conversation. I don't think beating the Magic will do that, but I think it can also, it can do so much for what you're trying to build. Because when the dust settles after this, Darius Garland's in year five, going into year six. I think that there still needs to be an accelerator there. Evan Mobley will be going into year four. All right, I got good experience there with him. Donovan Mitchell, can I make an argument for you? Jared Allen has had a sensational season, and I've been much happier with him than at any point he's ever been with the Cleveland Cavaliers, and I think he's a high-motor guy that a lot of people like naturally. So there's things that I can now say that are good, and I'm not just going to be mad and start making bad decisions just because I'm angry with the basketball team. So winning is always going to be better. So I can't just say it's just the Magic. Guys, I don't think it's going to be just the Magic here in 3 or 4 years. Paolo Banchero is 21 years old. He's in his second season, right? They're already in the playoffs?
He's incredible. I mean, yeah. He is absolutely incredible. He's going to be incredible.
Somebody took a swing at me because I said, I wrote in the first 2 minutes of the game, I go, well, clearly everything's going to run through him. And I think that everything's going to be fine. I think we might have made too big a deal about this series because he's just 21 years old. But that's what I meant by it, is that it makes me feel a little bit better, but it also, hey, that's a team that has a hell of a future with that young man.
This is why you got to remind people, like, yeah, we've all wanted Evan Mobley to be further ahead, and I've been critical at times this year of Evan. Evan's 22. So everything you just said about Banchero, like, Evan Mobley is young. Young guys in this league in the playoffs, it takes them time. Unfortunately, you know, Evan only got the one series last year against the Knicks, and I think we all saw what that was about. Like, he was not able to meet the physicality of that series. This time around, I think he's you can see it. There's improvement.
Hear it in our voices, though. Hear it exactly how it is. Like, Lima tried to goat me in the first segment. It was fun. But hear it in our voices. As angry as I got last Monday, and really I was, you kind of paddled me and then I got mad about it. As angry as I was last Monday, as angry and vitriolic as fans have been over the last week, you can hear it where, hey, you win, you start to buy some understanding. You know, I can start to see a little bit of success goes a long way, and let me see how you're building this. Let me see the turn. I'm not just saying things now. I can actually see some results there on the floor. I mean, you can hear with all of us that anything that you win and you win the right way is going to buy you some understanding with what you're trying to do. 216-474-0092. Were the Cavs tough yesterday? Larry and Garfield, or on Saturday. Larry and Garfield, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Okay, I'm not impressed because it was only Orlando.
Oh, okay.
I'm not impressed with that. And
well, what will impress you?
If they beat Boston.
If they beat Boston. Okay. So we're gonna be negative until they beat Boston?
Yes, sir.
You can't find any positives?
No.
There was nothing positive from Saturday's game, Larry.
No, because that's a team you should beat.
I understand that. They're favored, but you can't find anything positive in that game. They won by 14. They were up by as many as 20.
I'd be understanding if this was like that fourth LeBron team. Remember the team that struggled with the Boston and Indiana, you know, en route to going to the finals that fourth year? Nobody was going to be impressed by anything that LeBron team did anymore because they had won a championship. This Cavs team has not won a playoff series. They won one playoff game last year. I don't understand how this team was. Some of you, it's like NBA finals or bust. Like, do you do that with the Guardians and the Browns? What is it about this Cavs team that you threw them all the way to the top immediately that hadn't accomplished anything?
216-474-0092.
I really want to get into the psychology.
I think that some people got mad.
People got mad last year. What if I would have said that about the Browns? What if the Browns would have beaten the Houston Texans in round one? I'm like, rookie quarterback, rookie head coach, not impressed. We had way more talent than them on the field. You guys would have yelled. You guys would have thrown me out of the town. I would have been tarred and feathered.
I got a theory behind that. I want to get to Vaughn and Parma first. Hello, Vaughn.
What's going on, you guys?
Hi.
I got Sweet Chin Music last time, so I'm going to share it lightly. I wanted to make this phone call because my birthday Thursday. Shout out to all the Tauruses out there. I go to Punta Cana. I leave tomorrow morning. So I really
Shout to
say
the
this
Tauruses.
To
Absolutely. Continue, Vaughn.
I wanted to just say something real quick, you guys. If you guys just give me a second, I just want to get this out the way.
Say it. Say it. Stop asking and talk. Okay. Go.
Thank you, Ken.
I just don't
understand how all this hate going towards the Cavs about us ducking competition. I understand, like Anthony Lyman be saying, like, I understand we all should be frustrated, same thing as you. But the thing that irritates me, guys, is the Cleveland fans. It's okay for the Cleveland Browns. Would we rather play the Kansas City Chiefs or the Baltimore Ravens? No, we want the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Colts. So when the Cavs do it, we get all the heat towards the Cavs. And I don't like that. I don't like that one bit. Secondly, like every time the Browns, I watch the show every day, listen to the show every day. Every time the Browns had a bad win, we had come in. It's a bad loss, but we still won. We still have victory Monday for the Browns. We do the Super Bowl Browns. But then when the Cavs lose, and Anthony Lyman trying to get you all hyped, Ken, Carmen, you like this. I don't know. I understand the first.
I was upset when they lost. I'm not upset this morning. I thought they played exceedingly well, and
I thought they were tough. I'm going about last week when Anthony Lyman was starting to play the music, and then you were still down about it. But when the Browns have a bad win, I mean, they win the game, but it's still a bad football game. We'll still do the Super Bowl Browns. We don't doubt ourselves about the Browns, but I get it because this is a football town over the Guardians and over the Cavs.
I think there's a psychology.
But we still have to keep the same energy for the Cavs also because I feel like people play favoritism with the Browns, but not with the Cavs. When we have a bad loss with the Browns, it'll be a bad win, but it's a bad game. We come in Monday very excited. Do we not? We do.
Vaughn, I got to let you go. Happy birthday. All right. Shouts to the Tauruses out there. Shout out to the Tauruses. Is it Taurus? Obviously.
I don't know why you're looking at me.
I'm a Cancer, which that can be explained a lot.
I'm a veteran, damn it.
Well, thank you very much for your service. 216-474-0092. I actually have a theory with what Vaughn said. Vaughn makes a little bit of sense. Can I explain that when we come back?
Okay.
All right, were the Cavs tough on Saturday? 216-474-0092. That, and for the first time since I can't remember, I'm a fan of a player I've never met. So I have a theory. That's Jared Allen, by the way. I have a theory about all this. And it kind of goes with what Vaughn and Parma just said. Happy birthday to Vaughn, by the way. There's a lot of people just disagree with Vaughn or whatever, but Corey on Twitter knocked it out of the park. I was thinking this is that entire call and what you had just said right before we had taken Vaughn there. The psychology behind this is two out of three teams. And if you're a grown adult, 30 plus, right? You're calling into sports talk radio on a Monday after the Cavs won on Saturday, and in a convincing fashion, they were great. It's not enough for you because of what you've already seen in your lifetime. Like, there are guys who call us who anything the Browns do, anything they do is not enough. Those are men who are 60-plus years old. 50, 60-plus year old men. Anything they do is not enough because they were adults, they were taxpayers in the 1980s when the Browns went to 3 FC championship games, when people went into Old Municipal Stadium and you just felt like you were going to win every single Sunday instead of hoping to win every single Sunday. For guys my age and your age, Anthony, when it comes to like the Guardians, I grew up, I went to games at the old stadium, but obviously I went to a lot more at the new stadium as a kid, and you get used to that and you think that that's the standard. Instead of like a guy like Les Levine would always tell you like, it was never that great. Like you go back to 10 Cent Beer Night, like they were thinking about moving the team. That's why they were having these type of things. Like the attendance was never great. It was always scary. Baseball in Cleveland, while there's definitely people who care about baseball and love baseball, it was always touch and go whether or not the team was going to be here. Basketball, you and I grew up with LeBron James. some of us do remember the 90s Cavs. Some of us remember the old 80s Cavs, but they didn't do anything compared to what LeBron James was able to do with the Cavs in his two separate times here. So that becomes a standard. So when I see a lineup of baseball players that arguably half of them are Hall of Famers, and then I see a lineup of basketball where LeBron's the greatest player of the generation, arguably the greatest player to ever live, how's that going to set the standard? So if you call in and you're whooping it up over a game one over Orlando, there are definitely going to be people who fart on it. But I've never seen the Browns consciously be sensational year in and year out. So yeah, when they win a game that they're supposed to win and they might clunk it together, yeah, we tend to be a little bit overexcited and then we get mad with people when they hold them to a higher standard. There's a psychology to it.
Yeah, I mean, this Cavs team has won one playoff game before this year in the post-LeBron rebuild. So I do understand, like, that building. Some people were comparing the building to the LeBron years, and they were like, it wasn't nearly as loud. It's like, yeah, I mean, this is not the LeBron years. This is not that. Now, Donovan Mitchell's out there maybe not playing like LeBron, but, like, the closest thing you can come to that for somebody in his package. Like, he had command of that game. At no point did I think Donovan Mitchell was going to let them lose that game. You could tell the passion, the intensity that Donovan Mitchell had out there. And then it's like, all right, Evan, Darius, you guys are the young ones. Come along for the ride. Like, let's go. At some point, Donovan is not going to have it. You guys need to be the ones to step up. That was not the game for that. They didn't really need those guys to step up all that much. And we'll see about game two tonight, because
yeah,
I imagine Donovan Mitchell is going to have increased attention here in game two. They are not going to allow Donovan Mitchell, or as best they can, they are not going to allow Donovan Mitchell to set the tone the way he did in game one.
Yeah, and also, I think that they might feel the same way the Cavs do. And this is the conversation that we've been having about Donovan Mitchell that we've said a few times here, and it's going to eventually come to a crescendo after this season. Of, I think a lot of fans acted in a way the first time when he left, the second time to bring him back, where they're just not going to do that for any other player. They knew how powerful LeBron is. They're not going to treat Donovan Mitchell the same way they did with LeBron. They're not going to treat the Cavs the same way they did when they had LeBron. And the organization isn't going to do the same thing. Like, I think a lot of people are feeling, I think some people are trying to save their own emotions here, and they're not going to get that emotional like they did with LeBron, so they're going to save their own feelings and not buy fully in because of what possibly could happen in the offseason. They're not going to do that. So I do think that there's a little bit more, you got to prove it to me a little bit more before we do that. 30 points in game one against Orlando when it comes to Donovan, when it comes to the type of toughness that they showed, I think that does go a long way. I thought the Cavs were very tough on Saturday. I love the way that they played on Saturday.
I don't think that was even a question. I think 5 minutes into that game, you could see the physicality was not going to be, you know, a huge impediment in this game the way it was last year in that series. I think they, and that's a growth. That's growth over the course of a year. And people were looking for growth. I think you saw it there.
216-474-0092. Let me get to Ryan in Painesville. You're first up on the Fan. Hello, Ryan.
Morning, gents. How you doing?
We're doing okay, Ryan. Go right on ahead.
First off, I just want to say I don't know how you guys don't do tall boys on any day that ends with a Y with some of the callers right now, because...
Well, then I'd be a full-blown alcoholic. And I'm just not willing to admit things like that yet, Ryan.
I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to go head over heels with how the game was, but for people to say that there was nothing to draw from, that, you know, we should beat the Magic, I mean, that's foolish. I mean, you look at Evan Mobley grew from last playoffs. He had a double-double. Jared Allen had a double-double. Evan Mobley stepped up in the first half when we needed him to. Darius Garland actually facilitated at point guard and fed Donovan Mitchell. And you posed the question before break on if we were physical. Of course we were. I mean, we had two techs, but we had less personal fouls. So that's the correct physicality. You know, you're being physical without drawing stupid calls. My biggest concern is, you know, and actually really quick, we go, you know, Caris LeVert, what, had 5, 6, 7 points, which is, you know, not great off the bench, but he provided a spark when they needed it, when, you know, they have to, you know.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Last out the Magic's runs. You know, he did a great job pushing the ball and did a great job with the finish on that when he was going for the right hand finish with the left hand through the foul. You know, that's what his job's to do. So there was so much growth from the support cast as well as, you know, the starters. And then on top of that, you know, my biggest concern is Max Strus was, I mean, what did he have, Anthony? 6-7 turnovers? You know, that.
He had 5 altogether, but I got the box score right in front of me, Ryan. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
He had another one. In fact, the play of the day from Donovan Mitchell was off what was almost another Max Strus turnover there in the first half when he hurled it up from like 30 feet.
His own turnover. I mean, there was a lot of, you know, of that. That was, but I mean, the ball movement was great. It wasn't a perfect game, no. But and we are supposed to beat the Magic, but you need to not put them down for when, you know, when they win games that they're supposed to. And you saw growth. You saw exponential growth from last series, and you could see the Magic's game plan was to come in physical just like the Knicks. The problem was the Cavs, or the great thing was the Cavs did it appropriately. They were physical, but they did it smart. And I'll take the text. I love the text. You know, that shows we're there not to be, a little bee. And, that's just my two cents. I mean, yeah.
The techs were odd. And I agree with you, Ryan. Thank you very much for the call. I thought that the fouls that they committed were decent fouls. The techs were odd because I wasn't expecting and I was looking down taking notes. I did not see Isaac Okoro do it on purpose afterwards. I'm like, all right, I guess you could try to tee him up and say he was trying to escalate the situation, which is basically what the reasoning they were using for. I was like, I still thought it was a little bit tight.
But it's just a welcome to the playoffs moment too, though, which I love that they set the tone early. And, you know, you can go back to the regular season game. You know, these teams were in some physical regular season games where, you know, Mo Wagner was, you know, there were cheap shots there. The Cavs remembered that. JB clearly talked to his guys before that game and said, we are not going to let this team. You know, it was one thing to get pushed around last year by the Knicks. That was humiliating. We're not going to let it happen to this team. They're in their first playoff experience. We're going to do to them exactly what the Knicks did to us a year ago. That was important. Guys, if that didn't happen in game one, you know, I would have been here and I would have let them have it. I would have, even if we would have won and still got pushed around, I would have been furious. You could not let that happen at home. They didn't. I think they deserve some credit. I think they earned some credit for doing that in game one. They had to set the tone, and the Magic are sent scrambling. I think the Magic, It was a welcome to the playoffs moment for the Orlando Magic.
Yeah. 216-474-0092. I want to get back to the series coming up here in a bit. Also, Lima likes the Browns could be headed to London. We'll hear more of that coming up at 745. I have not been a fan of a player that I have not met in quite a long time. Can I define being a fan of a player? Like, there's a lot. I'm a fan of fans, and I'm a fan of the teams because of fans. And there are players that you and I have met over our travels here in Cleveland over the last decade, well, 12 years now that the fans have been on, where, yeah, like, I personally want that guy to do well. Like, it's no secret. You and I both like Myles Garrett. We both like Myles on a personal level. We want Myles to do well. I'm a fan of Myles because of that. Myles is a good dude, okay? There's guys that we get along with and we want them to do well. Joe, on the other hand, exactly the same thing. Not the other hand, but in the same vein, I should say. Same way it was with Joe. I've never met Josh Naylor. I don't know if I've ever been in the same room with Josh Naylor. Actually, I'm pretty positive I haven't. I love Josh Naylor, and I'm watching this over this weekend. I have not felt this way about a player I've never met since probably Albert Bell. I have not. It feels weird to admit this.
That's over Jose and everything Jose's done.
I am almost 11 years older than he is. Yeah, I have a great deal of respect for Jose, but it's always like, and when him taking the discount and everything, it's always, hey, I'm a fan of the team and I want the players to do well. That doesn't mean I have anything against Jose, but it's like you're there. I'm in my role. I'm older than you. It's different there. Does that make any, do I have to explain that a little bit better to you? Like, I like Jose, and there's tons of respect for Jose Ramirez. I have a ton of respect for a lot of players. Just because I might not be a quote-unquote fan doesn't mean I don't have respect for you. I have a ton of respect for him. We've met Stephen Vogt. I want Stephen Vogt to do well. I also have a lot of respect for him. But I look at Josh, and I'm like, I don't know what it is. I've never met the guy. He seems dangerous. He seems like dangerous fun. He is playing exceedingly well this year.
He's just getting better and better.
And I will tell you right now, if they cannot work out an extension with him, I'm actually going to be heartbroken. I've called him the most entertaining player in baseball before because he's been entertaining. I didn't say he was the best, but now he's playing to this obscene level, and I'm going, already people are wanting to hand out the collection plates, and I'm going, man, this is where David Blitzer, if you want to make a splash as a minority investment guy, like this is where you can do it. I gotta ask that you can yell at the Dolans, and you should. They're the owners of the baseball team. But I'm going, David Blitzer, I gotta see your impact. Because I gotta have this guy around. I have to have this guy around, or I'm gonna be crestfallen if he has to go somewhere else.
He's got 1 year left of arbitration eligible.
Yes.
And you know, I've been texting around the people that know this stuff, and certainly the way the Dolans operate way better than I do, even though we all kind of understand the patterns. Like, if they don't get him extended by this offseason, they're going to trade him, right? I mean, they're not going to just play this out with 1 year left. So I'm with you, Kenny. Like, I don't know. I know that they've got Manzardo is the guy that's going to come up and play first. And I said, why not DH? Why can't he just DH then? Like, you can't afford to. This guy has become such a fan favorite.
But he's also
getting better and better and better and better.
I could put Josh Naylor in a different spot. Do I have to play Laureano out in right field? Can I put Josh Naylor out? I'm serious. Can I put Josh Naylor out there? Josh Naylor is here. Well, he has to stay in this lineup.
He has played out there. That's where he got hurt at, was in right field.
Yeah,
right?
I understand that.
He's played out there before.
But Floreal's the guy who goes for Manzardo.
I don't know that he's an everyday outfielder, though. You probably rotate him around.
No, I don't think so. Like, you want to find a spot for him eventually, and I think
his everyday spot is first.
You're a young team. He's 26 years old. You keep preaching how young you are. If you get rid of this guy, then I have to question tactics of what the hell are we doing here? You have Jose Ramirez, who took a massive discount for you. This guy is hitting well enough to be in the slot. I can make the same argument for Stephen Kwan all day long, by the way. I'm not making it for him right now. Josh Naylor, I've never felt emotionally connected to a player I've never met in my entire life. And I was 10 years old when this guy was born, and it is weird to admit. I love Josh Naylor.
I get the same thing. I get the respect for Jose, but when Naylor comes up, I just naturally find myself smiling like,
yes,
oh, we're good here. Like, I know not only is when Jose comes up to the plate, I feel confident that he's going to make something happen. When Naylor comes to the plate, I'm confident now because of the way he's been hitting over the last year plus that he's going to make something happen. But also, there's going to be fireworks.
I am in my kitchen, fist pumping loud. He came up Saturday. Oh, and you know this. Hit a ball about as hard as you could.
Well, then hit his head.
Yes. Well, hit that bat before that. Hit a ball about as hard as you could without it going out of the park. Next at bat, it's like he got rewarded. He deserves it. Hits the home run. Hits his head with the bat. Does the whole thing. And then yesterday, it's a 3-2 game. I need someone to bust it wide open. Big moment for you. Hit a double over to right field, and you bring in three runs right there. I mean, we're going nuts. And I am at the point right now, if you don't bring this guy back, I'll be heartbroken. If you can't find a way to bring this guy with this team long term, I'm going to be absolutely heartbroken, and it will bleed in over the air. I can't deny myself.
Well, just think back to, you know, how far we've come too. Remember, this was a guy in a playoff series that had the entire New York Yankee organization and fan base, you know, laughing at him, making fun of him. And by the way, he came up
a wild ride.
You know, early in that series. He had some big moments in that series. But like, they had to apologize for that afterwards because of that. And then all the way now, a few years later, he is like a looks like a seasoned vet, playing like a seasoned vet, and then showing more emotion than any Indians/Guardians player I can remember in a long time. Like, that is a fan favorite. You're right. To get to this point where they have not been able to extend him or Kwan, you're like, boy, this is not somebody I have to worry about losing, right? You can't possibly lose a guy like this that has fans on his side to this extent.
I have not been a fan of a player I have not met in over a decade. I feel like a kid again. If you can't extend this guy, I'm going to be absolutely heartbroken. I know it's a Cavs day. I just had to fit that in because I deserve to be fit in because he had a hell of a series this weekend. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder. Up next, the Browns could be headed back to London from what Lima reads. Does he like it or not? It's Lima Likes next on The Fan.
We just got into a fight off the air about the asking price of the Red Panda. Where was the Red Panda this week?
She was at, I just had a video sent to me.
I mean, if it's the playoffs, it's the Red Panda.
It was just yesterday. I think she might have been in Boston. She was in Boston.
I mean, she's had the same act. She has not tweaked her act in 30 years and yet gets the loudest ovation of anybody, of all the halftime acts. And now that Quick Change has sadly passed away, one member of the Quick Change, apparently they couldn't do a quick enough change to get somebody else in that
seat.
Okay,
that's enough. Keep moving.
I mean, you're a magician. Sometimes I have to question your magical powers if you can't keep that show going.
Do you say the same thing about Siegfried and Roy?
I mean, how bad do you want it? We got into a big debate about what the Red Panda makes.
How much you think it is to book Red Panda for a birthday?
Yeah, because Kenny was talking about, which birthday were you thinking?
It's over 2 years away. I'll turn 40.
Your 40th birthday, Red
How
Panda.
How much to book Red Panda?
To come out to Streetsboro and perform in front of an intimate setting.
I don't even think it'll be, I don't think I'll have a party. I just want her to be in the middle of the cul-de-sac and like we might sit out there. It'll be June. Good weather, hopefully. And I want her to do it. And I go, okay.
Red Panda unplugged.
I want to play the music.
She'd have an orchestra.
She'd have the marching band play it down the street.
Incredible.
I think it's $5,000 to get Red Panda. I think it's another $20 to get her on the unicycle.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
It's $20 to get her on the unicycle?
That's just my guesstimate. I'm reading an article from Washington Post, but it's 10 years old. It says $5,000 10 years ago.
She's become even bigger, right. And you got to take care of travel expenses. Red Panda is flying coach?
No.
She's just riding all the way here?
No. So she'll show up for $5,000 and not do anything?
She'll just be there.
No, you got to get up on the
it's
unicycle.
It's like Jake the Snake at one of those wrestling cons. I'll stand in the corner for $250.
Is she going to fall asleep on a picnic bench? Hey.
She only has so much time to make that money. Remember, we've been with Red Panda through the ups and the downs. She had the down cycle, and it was sad. We wondered if she was – remember LeBron's first, like, month back in Cleveland? We wondered if he had the hops anymore. And then he disappeared for 2 weeks, and then we got normal LeBron again.
I mean, you know, you keep saying that people think things. Same.
I was nervous there for a while about Red Panda. Here is one.
I think everybody was.
Here's one definite.
Lima Likes.
I mean, give me some more A's.
Lima no Likes.
Unfortunately, what? We're done with the A's this year?
No more A's.
51-18, they have outscored the Oakland Athletics through the season, who are 8-14. You know, there were some critics out there saying, well, you know, you're only beating up on the bad teams. But the A's, in the games they haven't played, the Guardians have been respectable, right? The Twins, in the games they haven't played the Guardians. The Red Sox, in the games they haven't played the Guardians. Like, I don't think you can just chalk up this incredible start for your Guardians just to the schedule. I think they have proven that they are ass beaters
right
now.
Well, why should they complain about beating teams you're supposed to beat then?
Well, I don't know. They're doing it with the Cavs.
All right, well. Yeah,
I'm definitely seeing that already. Well, it's the Magic. It's like, oh, so now you're telling me it was smart that they
just admit you want them to lose.
Did what they could do.
Just
to admit
you want them to lose, so you can be guaranteed your change of the head coach.
You are,
which I think you're about to be guaranteed anyway. The change of the head coach.
Yeah, you are 16-6,
three games up on the Royals,
and now you are blowing away the competition and run differential, +52. This is a run differential show, Kenny. You know,
we are big fans.
We are always paying attention. One thing I did see at the Cavs game, I had to call BS on.
Lima no Likes.
So they're showing the beauty shots of Cleveland, right? And they're showing the shot of script Cleveland right there on Abbey between Ohio City and Tremont. And I'm like, first of all, the sun didn't look like it was out that much. Next thing I know, wait a second. That looks like a Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. That was not a Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Oh, maybe it was a Quicken Loans Arena.
And now I'm looking further and I'm going, where are the cranes? Where are the cranes there for the Sherwin-Williams? But was this 7 years old?
Oh my gosh. Did they use an old shot?
Kenny, I mean, not only did you have their D team doing the game, it was their D team.
Okay.
Right?
They were 1 o'clock. Yeah, it was the first game of a quadruple header.
They were using the beauty shots from years ago.
Did you take a screenshot?
I did not. Other people did.
Send me the screenshot. Yeah. I got to see it.
It was not Cleveland from this weekend. It wasn't even close. I mean, you guys were here for a pretty big event 2 weeks ago.
They weren't showing people lined up outside of Sokolowski's.
Yeah, what a great week we had having the pierogies from Sokolowski's. Like, no, that's been closed for four years.
What did they do it for like tonight?
They just show
the beginning of Major League and without the music and think if anybody can get away with it.
Yeah, how far back were they willing to go?
You're like, that nun's still feeding them pigeons? Wait a minute.
The saxophone guy out front. No, that guy passed away years
Come
ago.
Come on, now, that guy was a legend.
That's all I'm saying. Like, I know everybody's trying to cut back their expenses.
Now we have bucket.
But we couldn't even get somebody with their phone couldn't go out and shoot. Our phones have amazing cameras now.
Well, especially now for less than $50, you can get the little handheld stick that has the gyro in it.
Yeah, what's the problem?
You can do all the Steadicam stuff with your phone.
What's the problem?
You couldn't have had like Lance Ariel send a drone up there for you for $2,500 or something? Couldn't do that?
I was very disappointed. I mean, come on. Let's act like we've been here before in the playoffs, but they're using the video from when we had been here before in the playoffs. They did exactly that.
Lima likes.
Folks, Kyle Manzardo. I don't know, Kenny, how much minor league baseball you're paying attention to right now. Especially
all of it.
Well, especially with the Guardians and their incredibly hot start. So I can understand somebody not necessarily paying attention.
What a Lake Captain. Wait, Lake County. They did like a goat day or something. Or donkey day. They did like a donkey derby over at Lake County.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I did see.
They do weird things over there.
I did see some people, some local TV celebs in Cleveland, influencers were riding the donkeys.
I don't think.
Were you invited?
Hell no. I ain't getting up on no donkey. I think that's animal abuse.
Did the donkeys protest? Come on, this new Ken Carman sitting across from me.
You don't want. No,
I think
matter.
We could see
I don't
on a donkey.
Sit up on a donkey. I don't even want to get up on a horse, and I worked at a horse farm.
Manzardo.
The glue guy of it?
Four home runs in the month of April, but he is red hot. He's batting .328. And this is part of the conversation that people were having about Naylor. What are you going to do with Manzardo and with Naylor at this point? Also, from the weekend.
Lima Lights.
Ken Carman, give us your rundown. Do we have an Akron Zips spring practice football minute in us?
I went to Akron's practice on Saturday. Thanks to Kyle Foster. Had a great time. The boys had a great time. Tell you right now, a kid named Ben Finley, he is definitely a leader.
Is he QB1?
He can spin it. He might be. It looks like he could be QB1. Got to tell you, Joe Moorhead, very hands-on. Very hands-on. I love the way he coaches. Saw a couple of familiar faces. Saw the great Joe Dunn, who knows Mitch Spinell very well.
Wow.
Yes, he does. Got to see Joe. Boy, he's aging in reverse, Joe Dunn is. Looks better now than he did 20 years ago.
I see him on TV.
Unbelievable. Yeah, but had a good time.
Also, Monsters clinched the North Division Championship. They are going to the postseason, folks.
Good.
Belleville Senators or the Toronto Marlies, who you want?
Either way, if your grandma lives in Belleville, you better tell her to move because the Monsters are coming to burn the house down.
Can we do a live show in Belleville? I've always wanted to go to Belleville. I think it's between Toronto and Montreal.
Get your passport ready.
That's it for Lima Likes. First time in franchise history.
The dangerous one.
They won the division.
Darryl Ryder joins us next. Would he entertain trading Greg Newsome this week? And Cleveland Browns possibly on the move for one of their away games this year internationally. Ken Carman, Anthony Lima, Darryl Ryder joins us next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.